Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Hey, what's up? I got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings for you right now. Available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. This show took place May 23rd, 2016. I'm just going over the notes on it. You can see this in the show notes of this audio podcast here. Nyquist fails to win the Triple Crown. Jack Nicklaus endorses Donald Trump. And then Stu sees chaos coming. Interesting. It's in the very, very last segment of the show. I'm curious as to what he saw as coming, as Stu the Prophet on display. Anyway, here's a free view of the show, of the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. You want the full thing? Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane.
Good morning. Welcome in. Show number 33 is underway of the Eric Zane Show. As we do this from the MapesDebt.com bankruptcy studios with Gene Autry into Aerosmith. High today of 82. Wow. Much of the same for Tuesday and Wednesday. Great weather. Slight chance of showers each day. I think we're about 50 right now. I don't know. It feels pretty good out there. To welcome in Stu McAllister from Dr. Grin. Stu, how are you?
Zane, I'm great. It's Monday. It's wonderful. Good weather.
You know, when you have a new job like this, being that this is only the 30-second show, you're still excitable. At what? At least I am.
Sure.
It still hurts to get up.
It's like, different.
And I've always struggled with the Sunday night deal.
Yeah.
Where you, like, cannot sleep.
Yeah.
It's because you might spend a little bit more time staying awake on Friday and Saturday night.
Wanting to watch Game of Thrones on Sunday night.
Did you watch it last night?
No, I'll watch it later today.
Okay. I didn't even know if you watched that show.
So I do.
I rarely watch it on Sunday, but I got through about the first 40 minutes of it. And I told Julius once that sometimes I stop it. And he goes, how can you possibly do that? How can you possibly stop that? And I actually tweeted about and I won't say anything to give it away here. Okay, you know, I'm trying to be very, very respectful of that. That's one show that you.
Sure.
Oh my God!
Yeah, no spoilers.
Wow,
no spoilers.
That is. I tweeted about this. Is Ramsay Bolton one of the most? He has to be one of the most hated people in the history of television.
Oh, for sure.
Do you think he's more hated than Joffrey?
Yeah.
You think he's more hated than Joffrey?
Yeah.
Think back to Joffrey, though. Think back to what he did in the right. I think it's right up there. We welcome in Sam. Sam, how are you? Also known as Kim Jim Kang Harbaugh. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Do you watch the show?
I do, yes.
Who's more hated, Joffrey or Ramsay?
I hate Ramsay more.
Is it just because it's right now, though? I mean, think about what Joffrey did.
Yeah, but if you think about what Ramsay did to, you know, Theon and stuff.
Don't. I don't want you to give anything away, even something from way. Julius always goes, don't worry about it. Just say it. If they don't know, too bad.
Too bad on them. He's one of those guys.
Yeah. And I'm like, because like my daughter's boyfriend, Ernie, is in his recovery because he had knee surgery. That's all he did was laid up and never had watched an episode before. But he said, I'm watching this show. I know it's great because everybody talks about it.
Right.
And so I don't want to spoil it for anybody, Sam. I just had a conversation with Stu about spoiling it, and you referenced you didn't get explicitly, you know, into it, but you did kind of start to go down that road, Sam. You understand what I'm getting at, don't you?
I do. I apologize.
No. Don't say sorry. Just don't do it again. We welcome in Tyler Doan. Tyler, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
We're okay. Now, how about you? Do you watch your show at all?
No, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Game of Thrones. You don't watch
it? No, I understand that you're talking about, but no, I don't
watch
that.
Well, that's the thing. That's why we don't get into it too much on there. This is the extent of it. I'll say nothing more about it because you run a risk when you start to get too inside on TV shows.
Yeah.
Because not everybody watches the show. It's just a small percentage of the people watch it.
Right.
But just know it's a great riveting show on HBO, Game of Thrones. So, Stu, we welcome you in and wonder, how was it this weekend at Dr. Grin's?
Oh, it was great. It was a great weekend. Phil Hanley, the headliner, was wonderful. I did a bang-up job as well. It was great.
Did you just say, I did a bang-up job as well?
I did a bang-up job, yeah. I'm patting myself on the back and using old-termy words.
What is your favorite night of the week?
Saturday, I would say. Yeah. Saturday. It used to be Thursday, but now it's Saturday, yeah.
Okay. Now, you had said to me off the air that, hey, Zane, your fans are really great. This is just before we started the show today. Because you had done this show on Thursday and Friday. And then that's kind of cool because it kickstarts maybe a few other more people coming into the club and might say, hey, boy, there's a connection, and come up to you and say hi.
Yes.
How did it go on your end?
That's how it did happen that way.
Damn it. I just gave it away. I just basically said what you would have said if I had just shut up.
No, it was pretty much, I had a couple people come up to me afterwards, and one person wanted to take a picture specifically to send to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I did get that picture, and I'll talk a little bit about that later on. In fact, next segment, okay. I want to get into that about... what I was attempting to do when the picture was taken. Okay?
Sure.
Are you aware of this young lady named, this young mom named Candace Payne? Have you heard about Candace Payne?
I don't think so. Who's Candace Payne?
She's just any mother, any fine lady in America. I think it's a southern community where this takes place.
Yeah.
And in a little bit, I'm going to play you this audio of this absolutely joyful woman who everybody is in love with. You know what? We should almost throw it out there that if you hear this and if you're the type of person who has a problem with this or can't stand her or she rubs you the wrong way, you need to be part of the show. I won't beat you up. We won't beat you up. I just want to know what your thinking is as to why. But this person posted a really simple video, not unlike anything I've done or anyone's ever done when they just shoot something on Facebook and it posts. And it's been watched like an unbelievable amount of times in a short amount of time, like 100 million watches or views. Wow. It's incredible. And this it's so simple and stupid. And I think what it boils down to is she's so hysterically laughing.
Okay.
Okay. So you have heard of it.
Yeah.
You've been exposed to it. You might have just seen it in your feed or something like that.
Yeah. It got thrown at me. And it's amazing how just happy this woman is.
Yeah. So I'm anxious to find out is if there's even anyone in the audience who hates this.
Why would you hate it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know, but there's always someone who does. Who's just so
someone so angry with their lives,
so miserable that they. It's crazy. People online can be so brutal, and then by extension, if you call a radio show, you can be brutal too. Obviously, but I experienced a firsthand thing. That I actually pulled up stakes and gave up on. Somebody on the Eric Zane Show Reddit, the subreddit,
You have a subreddit?
Yeah. Is that impressive?
Yeah.
What, really?
To me, I don't really understand Reddit a whole lot. Like, I was on the front page of Reddit this weekend, and people made a big deal out of that, and I'm not going to lie, I don't know exactly what that means.
Well, I'm not going to act like I know everything about it, so maybe if the young man here can probably, Sam might know, but I think I can try to explain what it is all about, and that basically is people that join this online community where they basically just throw out stories and interactions and interesting things that happen to them, and then boom, away they go.
That's cool.
Now, if you have a subreddit that is a topic specifically on Reddit, but you have to delve into, and you only talk about those things. So there's a Freebird Hot Wings subreddit. There is a Eric Zane subreddit where it's just show stuff.
Gotcha.
And that's, to the best of my knowledge, what it is. Is that about right? Does that sound about right to you, Sam?
Yeah, I think you did a great job describing
Thank
that.
Thank you. And so on the Eric Zane one, there was a red thread, or there was a topic that said it was insulting to Doan, and I didn't like it. Did you see that one? Good. Don't. Stay away from it, please. Somebody said something mean about Doan, and what was great about it, though, that I liked, is this one person said it, and I it's not like I have a problem with anybody. No, I kind of do, because I view that as a place for people to talk about the show, but I didn't want it to become a place where people hate on the show.
Right. Yeah.
I guess.
I don't think that's the original intent of the subreddit, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fans going, we like the show.
This all exploded upon the firing, and now, you know, here we are more than 3 months after I got fired, and I have a new show. And so this is, I think, one of the first things I've seen that I was like, well, this is really negative. And that's people tend to morph, I guess.
Right.
Especially when you mix them all together. And this one person in particular insulted Doan. But what I really liked was the large number of people who commented on that and said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're way off. Way off the mark there.
Doan defenders?
Pretty much.
Good. That's good.
So that was nice. And then I made the mistake of weighing in and say, hey, you know, I didn't think that this was like such a bastion of this type of talk. So and I actually pointed out, I said, you know, he's been through the ringer emotionally over the years, and being that he's very young in this business, and you can't. I was a little bit discouraged because I didn't want him to see it at a stage in his career when he's, in my opinion, could be more vulnerable because he's young. And that's I was looking out for you, basically, is what it boils down to. So I posted, and I thought it was well thought, and I wasn't going down the road of judging and attacking. I just said, oh, man, I just wish it wasn't like this.
Yeah.
And the guy who posted it, he took great exception to that.
Uh-oh.
And it was immediately he bowed up and was like, well, you know, something about I have the right to, you know, just usual.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
So I just pulled up stakes and just.
I hate getting into battles like that with people. It's no win.
Yeah.
Right?
So I've seen that person's name on several of the different things we've talked about, and I was like, oh, this is a trend. This has happened before. So I just leave it alone, you know, at this point in the game. And then I logged. I was logged in. I'm actually a moderator on the thing, which means I can delete and I can do whatever I want on there. But I don't. I don't want it to become that where I. I cut things out that I don't like. And besides, if they do say something sideways, I like to see how others respond.
Cool.
But I logged out because I was so upset, and I was going to delete my my ability to look at it even.
Okay.
And then I said, no, you're angry. Don't do anything. You've already logged out. You'll just have to log back. And then I forgot my login. I have no idea what the hell my login is. So it says, you like click on it. It says, forgot your password, click. And then it wants to send me, but I don't even know my username. I'm completely in that weirdo spot where you can't even do anything at all. So, I don't know. So, Stu, we'll talk about what happened to him coming up.
All right.
And what I attempted to do. And to, we'll finish out the hour with a discussion about the football team, the Washington Redskins. I don't even like saying it. The football team in Washington. What? Okay. The name is ridiculous. The fact that this is still a discussion that there is a football team known as the Redskins.
It's tradition for people, though. That's the problem.
However, and there was a new like survey done that has me thinking maybe I shouldn't be so upset on their behalf.
Okay.
And you, I'm like, how? Why? We'll explain. Julius is on vacation. People are like, oh, no, what happened? It's another BBL switcheroo. Here we go, BBL once again, getting somebody. No. Yes, there have been 18 million morning shows on this radio station in the past 6 months. Julius is on a much-deserved vacation. And so, he is, and his Julius's idea of a vacation is moving the poor slob. So hopefully he gets some time to relax, and he'll be back here the day after Memorial Day. So yep. Memorial Day hits Tuesday. None of us are here Monday. Don't forget, we have a best of show on Monday. Oh my gosh, that is going to be amazing. A best of show. That's what will happen on Memorial Day on this show. Dan Patrick at 10, too. Just a quick reminder that we have that coming up. As we do this from the MapesDebt.com Bankruptcy Studios, if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. Done. The free view of the Eric Zane Show from 107.3 WBBL. You want the full show? Please go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up. It's $5 or $10 a month. Sign up for a year. You save 10%. The way to go is to try it for 1 month. And then you're like, yeah, I like it. And then sign up for the year, save the dough. Or go, this sucks. Forget it. Either way, thank you for the time. Okay, folks, take care. Bye-bye.